Good morning. I'm Vivian, and today we have a new host today. We are in Trevenus, and yeah, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser Unities, and we broadcast on the unceded, ancestral territory of the Kuku'utlan, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca. Hello and welcome back. I'm your host Vivian, and today Robin would have joined me, but unfortunately she couldn't because she is sick now, so I hope she gets better soon. But yeah, I'm alone today, and today we have like some pretty cool stuff to talk about. Today we're talking about women in sports, inequality in sports, because I had the opportunity to speak with the SFU basketball team. They're pretty cool, and yeah, I interviewed three different women, and I also interviewed with the basketball coach, and yeah, we will listen to it in 10 minutes more or less, because before that I want to show you some of my new songs I explored the last week, because here at CDSF we have so many cool stuff you can explore. So I will play it to you, and then after we will talk about women in sport in general, my experience, because I did lots of sports in my past. And yeah, we'll also listen to the interviews and talk about or reflect after the interview is what we are, or what I'm thinking about. And yeah, but before that, please enjoy Hands Over My Head by Jordana.
just one drink could lead to the next. It's my digestitis, cirrhosis. You steal tequila, my sodas. Trying to keep my shit together. However, my reflection's clever. Our lips got suave. Look what happened. What happened? What happened? Turn my Gardeaux into the Kraken. I became hypervigilant, consistent. I've been scattered in pieces before, but now I finally.
Again, here at CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Vivian, at your show Intravenous. I hope you're doing well, and I hope also that you enjoyed the new song by Claudel. It's called Calm. It's from her new album, Gemini, and I love, 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 love her so much. She has such a powerful voice, and she did a very powerful step, I think, because she jumped from the model business to the music business, and it's a very, very big step, but she's so great, and she's also very beautiful, and yeah, I hoped you liked Claudel as well as Jordana. Jordana, that was Hands Over My Head, also very cool artist, I really do like her. And today's topic is inequality in sports, or women in sports in general. I talked with a few persons from the basketball team here at SFU. They're pretty cool. They're called the Red Leaves. And yeah, you can also, if you want to watch them, you can also buy tickets for them, or for their game. You can go to cdsf.ca. I can link you the tickets there. And you can also go to the website sfu.ca athletics, and you can go to the basketball field, and then there you can find tickets. And yeah, we'll hear later on, we'll hear some interviews with Niall and Merlin and Gabrielle. And yeah, there are three different women who played and basketball and also still playing. Yeah, but before that, I will show you two more songs to enjoy, and after that we will talk a bit about more sports and how I see the inequality in sports, or after talking with those women who are very powerful and strong, and some answers surprised me. So yeah, we will listen into that. But before that, I will show you my newest song I found here on CDSF. It's called Cry Baby by Lava LaRue. I think she's French, but I'm not sure, but I think so. So you will listen to two more songs, and then we will hear some interviews with the basketball players from SFU. So please enjoy. Hello again. My name is Vivian. We are streaming from CJSF 90.1 FM. And today's topic is women in sports and inequality in sports. Because I had the idea to start this series because Connor, shout out to him, sent me an article about women or the first woman who gets a paid contract in a Scottish cricket. So yeah, on one side it's good, but on the one side it's frightening because, oh my god, like, it's the first woman who gets paid in the Scottish cricket. I mean, it's the same effort, and we are in 2022, and we are still, women get less paid, especially in every sport field, especially in soccer and basketball and cricket, of course. And I read the article from BBC, and the equal match fees were introduced in 2021. First of all, good thing, but I mean, in 2021, like, it's 1 year ago, they started to make things equal in the sports field or in the cricket field. So I mean, isn't it, I don't know, frightening? What do you think about that? Because if you like start thinking about that, it's like, I have so many things come in my mind, and it blows my mind because we are still have so many inequality in sports, especially when it comes to payment. The WNBA is the best example because men on average make 5.35 million a year, and the women who play in the WNBA for the same effort, the same training, same games, they get 121,000 a year on average. So yeah, you can see the difference. And I don't know, like, when I talked with the woman from the basketball team, they were like very positive about the future, but I also heard like a story that shocked me, because Gabrielle, she was also, she played in Germany as well, and here in Canada. And I mean, here in Canada, they don't even have like a women basketball league. So yeah, still, there's still lots of room for improvement. And yeah, I also got introduced into the women's sports inequality thing actually by my great-grandpa, because when I was a little kid, he introduced me in the women's soccer, and he loved women's soccer, and I started watching games with him, and I got so interested. And then when I got older, I loved women's football. You say football in Germany, that's why I'm always saying football, sorry. I mean soccer. And yeah, women in soccer get paid less than men for the same effort. And when you, I mean, look at the German, if you don't know me, I'm Vivian, I'm the new intern, and I'm from Germany, so I'm talking about Germany. The German women team won so many things, like even more prizes or games or World Cups, whatever, than the men's team. Yeah, they won the World Cup in 2014. But the women were, last year they won the European Cup. No, they got second place. But yeah, I mean, it's the same effort and the team is the same, but only women, and I don't get it. So yeah, still lots of room for improvement, as I already said. But we will listen now to my first interview with Niall. I will leave you with that for this moment. But before that, she had a song she wanted to play, and I will play it before we will start the interview. And yeah, usually we don't play him, but it's for Niall because we had a very nice talk yesterday, and this is her song. This is for Niall.
White lips, pale face. and snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream, been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling. To us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe, she flies to the motherland or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly.
Was Ed Sheeran with the A-Team, if you don't know him. Wish from Niall, a basketball player or a student here at SFU who was involved into the SFU basketball team. And I will play you an interview I did yesterday with her. And after that, we will speak about it a bit and also hear two more interviews with two more basketball players as well. So please enjoy. I'm Vivian. We are CDSF 90.1 FM. And today's guest is a very special person. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody. My name is Nayo Reinkaka-Kunwe. I am a former professional women's basketball player and former member of the SFU Red Leafs team.
Yes. And as I already heard, you're in your last semester, right?
I am. I'm finishing up my last semester. I'm completing a Bachelor of Arts in Health Sciences. So it's very exciting times.
Yes, totally. And what are you planning to do with this kind of stuff?
So I'm going to be applying for my master's in public health here at SFU. And then I'd like to get into a career in healthcare and possibly policy making and changing the way that healthcare in Canada